Hi, I'm David Boyer, and I want to let you know we're in our March membership campaign. We are listener-supported radio, and twice a year, we ask for your help. I invite you to contribute right now to support local independent journalism. Go to kalw.org and click donate. Thanks.
KALW.
America's in a health crisis, but it's also been in a housing crisis. Many of us have been thinking about our rents and unhoused people in these times. For almost a quarter of renters, more than half their income goes to their landlord. Eviction displaces a million households a year. About 4 million people spend at least 3 hours driving to and from work. These issues are the backdrop of Connor Doherty's new book, Golden Gates, Fighting for Housing in America. In the book, he tackles the Bay Area housing crisis through a cast of characters, the politicians, the developers, the tech workers. Doherty is also a New York Times economy reporter, and I called him up. We talked about what happens to the housing crisis in a time of a health pandemic.
So much has changed in the past week. I've never seen anything change so rapidly and so violently. I will be talking to a business on like a Monday, and they're like, everything seems fine. By Wednesday, they're talking about laying people off. Big businesses are calling about calling board meetings. Small businesses are talking about, will they even survive? That's happening in literally hours. So priorities around the country have changed. Things we thought were problems aren't problems. But the one thing I really feel confident saying is that housing is right where it was, still a huge priority as much as it ever was before this. Because if there's one thing this crisis has really exposed, it's that our inability to house all of our citizens, which was a moral outrage long before this, is even more of an outrage now. And on top of that, people who are so close to getting kicked out of their homes when the economy is, by all accounts, performing well, as it was before the coronavirus outbreak, I think we need to really reevaluate how we're doing housing in this country. We're not even prepared for a crisis. For even a minor dislocation, people can lose their homes over one lost paycheck, one lost month, one $300-$500 rent increase. If that's the state of affairs in normal times, in good times, where are we in even moderately bad times, let alone, you know, the worst times ever, which is what we're in now.
Right.
And I think housing remains at the highest priority. Now, we will get through this, assuming we don't turn into the Walking Dead and we're all walking around with, you know, in bandanas with bullets and whatnot.
Maybe.
We will get through this. And if we do, I believe that cities and density and all these things that we were talking about before this outbreak will remain relevant.
Your book is subtitled Fighting for Housing in America, Golden Gates, Fighting for Housing in America. So you don't think going through this crisis is going to change anything about that fight?
The book is titled Golden Gates because it's kind of like a metaphor. The idea is that we have erected a set of gates, golden gates, in the form of high rents and high home prices, and that those gates are preventing people from moving to cities where the largest amount of economic mobility happens. If you want to see the worst form of poverty, it is not in cities. It is in rural places where you have no idea how they're ever going to get out of it. You have no concept of how they could get a job in a factory or a company or become a teacher or get educated. You just look at rural poverty and you just think, there's nothing here. There's nothing to do. I don't understand how anyone is going to get out of this. But you go to a city and you look around and you go, well, there's schools, there's charities, there's all sorts of government programs. And the best economic program we have for helping people get ahead in the world is making it easier for them to live in places where, like, a lot's going on. So one of the things we know about cities is that they have the highest economic inequality, and we see that every day, mm-hmm. but they also have the highest economic mobility.
Mm-hmm. After we emerge from this, what are you going to be like monitoring, thinking about, looking at?
We are going to need a massive stimulus, and that is going to be something that the power of the federal government can only deliver. Mm-hmm. That's step one. We're going to need all these eviction moratoriums and all these other things that local governments are doing. But at the highest possible level, we are going to need vast amounts of money injected into this economy. So that's what we're going to need. We're going to need to remind ourselves also that these systems that we've let atrophy, public health and all these other things, that this is why they're there. I mean, we all give so much, you know, through churches, through community groups, through our schools. Even very poor people give so much when they're kind of called to do something for their community. And yet, when we ask ourselves to do this through politics, through taxes, it becomes this, you know, highly intellectual argument. And I just hope that maybe we've absorbed how much we do need actual strong systems that also protect us when it's needed.
Connor Doherty is economy reporter for The New York Times and author of the book Golden Gates, Fighting for Housing in America.